joined by professional footballer Dean Lodge. Dean, from the outside looking in, it seems to have been a whirlwind few days from like the Folkestone game to a week later. Can you talk us through the few days that happened?
Well, first I got a call that I had a 7-day approach from me from Northwich, and then obviously after that went through, it wasn't a matter of negotiation after that. Then I spoke to them and then ended up signing.
You've only had a few minutes.
Hold on, I've been dying to interrupt you. The lad, mate, he's been ringing me up saying that he's done excellent, mate. He played for 2.5 minutes at the end of the game, and as tonight's performance shows, that we do not miss him one single bit. Lodge out, get in there.
It's nice to know you've been missed by if no one else, the manager at least. Like I say, you came on a substitute. How big a step is it, three leagues up, if you had a chance to tell yet?
It is. I had the opportunity watching the game from the bench later on. I watched the game from the bench and obviously just trying to learn. And then when I came on, I done alright. It is a different sort of level. Obviously, it's three leagues above, but obviously it'll take a bit of time getting used to. But hopefully, I'll adapt well and improve my game.
When you play at K's, you play in front of relatively big crowds, but relative in front of the league that K's are in. Up in the conference, you're playing in literally fronts of thousands of people. Like, how does that grab you?
That's a good thing for me. I like the pressure of obviously having fans on your back, and that just the way my style of play. People get on my back regardless of obviously results and stuff. So I'm going to enjoy it playing in front of big crowds.
So you're looking forward to going places like, you know, Woking, Oxford, you know, big stadiums, big crowds.
Yeah, I've had a look at the fixtures just to see who we've got left and who they've played already. So obviously there's a few big games, or every game's going to be a big game because of the situation we're in, but I'm just looking forward to each game that I can play in.
And you're back down at K's tonight. What have your teammates here, or your ex-teammates here, goodwill messages?
Yeah, they're all wishing me well. Some of them threatened to break my legs and stuff, so it's obviously mixed reviews. Everyone's happy for me, but at the same time they don't want me to go, so it's a bit of a mixed emotion for everyone.
And what about the manager as well? He's sort of almost on your back all the time, saying you need to improve your game. He thinks you've done that under him. Obviously you have. You now taken a step three leagues above.
Yeah, nah, he takes a lot of credit for it, as well as the coaching staff and the rest of my teammates, because obviously without them I wouldn't have been playing as well as I have been, that have warranted the move. So thanks for everyone really involved in the club.
And you're just shy of 100 games for K's. And what's been your highlights of your K's career?
How much games am I on?
96, I think, said on the website.
I'll be back. My highlights, I don't know. Obviously the 4 goals at Braintree just spring to mind. Obviously that only happened the other day. I don't know, just generally playing at the King's Meadows, like, that's enough for me. Obviously the fans behind me, and I don't know, that's it.
What about last year when you swept up at the Player of the Year Awards, won everything going?
Oh yeah, that's off the field, so obviously that's their personal accolade, which obviously I'll look back on at the end of my career and I'll be grateful for, but I'm very happy. Obviously I've been the first player to win all four since, I'm not sure when, but yeah, that was probably my highlight off the pitch, but not on the pitch, probably the 4 goals at Braintree.
I'm obviously gutted to see you go, but can only wish you the best of luck up in the conference, and like, can't blame you for going. I think that's been the sentiment from K's fans generally, like on the message boards and the websites. Like, sad to see you go, but you know, good luck to you. Have you got a message back for the K's fans?
No, just thanks for all the support throughout my three spells, and thanks for supporting me even the bad times as well as the good, because they're the main times when you need fans on your back and helping you through. So just thanks to everyone involved with the club, especially the fans, and all my songs as well.